This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Hey, good evening. Here is your ESPN Radio three-day forecast brought to you by Gerber Collision.
Let's hear it.
Lon, when your fender can't fend for itself, where do you get it?
I take it to Gerber.
You get it to Gerber.
Boom!
Not take it, get it.
Oh,
to
you
Gerber.
Get it to Gerber.
You can call them at 877-7-GERBER or online at GerberCollision.com. Right now, it is 48 and sunny, 55 windy and sunny tomorrow, 45 and sunny on Friday, 49 and sunny on Saturday, and 58 and sunny on Sunday.
Yeesh.
And all next week looks fine, too. Mid-50s and raining.
I can handle it.
Won't take the raining, but I'll take the 50s. Again, right now, 48 and sunny, dipping down to 36 by the end of the night tonight. ESPN Radio.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lante. Derek Piper alongside. You just heard from Trevor Valise. Adam Jardy, writer for the Columbus Dispatch. Going to have him on at 5:30 to talk Illinois-Ohio State. And if you missed it last hour, Sean Morris, Big Ten Network basketball analyst, joined us to talk Illinois and the rest of the Big Ten Conference. Derek Piper.
What's up?
I don't lift a lot, but when I do, I lift like Dale Harding.
Sure you do.
Oh, maybe not. Dale, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
How are you, man? Are you getting ready for this NFL stuff? How exciting is that right now?
Man, it's definitely exciting. I'm just taking it all in, enjoying this process, the upcoming pro day. And definitely I've been enjoying the sun as well out here in Florida. So.
Oh, you didn't have to rub that in. You know, that's not fair. Dale Harding, former Illini linebacker. You can follow him on Twitter, @Dale_Harding. You're getting ready for NFL Pro Day, and that's next Monday, March 9th. What do you have to do? I mean, you're a guy that is absolutely cut. It's seemingly in perfect shape. What all do you have to do to get ready for an NFL Pro Day?
We stay on the road. I was traveling as far as, eating right and working out every day. I'm down here in Florida at the House of Athletes, Coach Troy, who's been the backbone of everything so far as, in preparation of March 9th and the pro day. So it's kind of, following the usual schedule and things of that nature and, just looking for Monday to come.
Daily, what are some drills or different things that you have to measure out on with the pro day? And I imagine there's not a ton of hitting, which must be weird for you.
Oh, yeah. It's just football on shorts and a shirt. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of change of direction drills, see how my feet and hips are. Of course, with a football, see if I can catch, things of that nature. It's kind of the same, similar drills as the combine I just passed. I'm pretty much prepared for that. Just waiting for Monday and as hungry as can be.
Daly, you look at the combine, you see a lot of guys running around in compression shorts. You go in that style, you're going to maybe cover up a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, just, they try to make it football like as possible on the shirts and the t-shirt. I'm gonna do exactly what they ask, and the film kind of speaks for itself as far as tackling and hitting and things of that nature. So just looking to make a good showcase for myself.
When you talk to the NFL, and you talk to scouts and such, and you hear at least from scouts, and obviously you're a guy that is hoping to hear his name called on draft day. I guess that's one thing where, obviously as a linebacker, you know how to hit people. Big Ten leader last year in tackles, we're going to ask you about last season. But, I guess this is something where you go into the NFL and you're ready to do whatever, right? Special teams, whatever a team wants. And I assume that's something that would make you somebody that you would think a team would want to latch on to, because you'd have the ability to do that. At Illinois, you were captain of the special teams your junior year, and so I would assume that's a nice little thing to put on the resume.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm definitely a team player. Wherever the team needs me, since freshman year, I was kind of that guy. just put in the role of wherever the coaches needed me. That special teams, they made outside backer, inside backer. I even played a couple snaps of DN before my junior year, actually, pass rushing package. So really kind of an all-around deal. And like I said, I'm a team player, and that's something I could definitely market for myself and showcase as well as part of my talent.
Dale Harding joining us, former Illini linebacker, getting ready for the NFL draft. What a season last year that you had. Second in the country, about said world, maybe so. Second in the country in tackles, Big Ten tackle leader. You had 154 tackles, 14 for loss, 3 forced fumbles, 3 interceptions, 2 pick sixes. I mean, Dale, even as somebody that's probably as confident as anybody out there, did you expect to put up numbers like you did last season for Illinois?
I want to say expected. I knew I was kind of, capable of it.
Sure.
I was believing in myself and as far as, work and preparation prior to the season, especially with it being my last year, I definitely, wanted to go out with a bang. And, just throughout the season, I didn't even notice, that was kind of apparent. I didn't really check the stats or anything like that. I was just, playing it game to game, and at the end of the season, it was a lousier moment for me. Just looking back and seeing how many tackles I had, interceptions, man, and overall, I can't credit the defensive unit enough. There's also 10 guys on the field as well, so it wasn't all me. My D-line did a fabulous job of taking out blocks, and as far as the back end and coverage, that allowed me to hit where I needed to be, and everybody was doing their job for the most part. And man, I'm just proud of the team and what we accomplished last year.
Daly, to go from 2 starts as a junior to 149 tackles and being all Big Ten middle linebacker, what was key for you to just take advantage of that opportunity? Is that maybe something you want to let teams know at the next level? Is give me the opportunity and I'm going to show out?
Yeah, most definitely. Last year I was behind a guy, most people may know, Delshon Phillips, who's a great linebacker and leader for the team as well. So, I kind of shadowed behind him and, watched the things he did well, things he might have, not have done so well. Just to learn so I don't make the same mistakes whenever my chances are, or my name was called, during a game or throughout any part of the season. I knew my opportunity was coming. It was my senior year. I knew, the team needed a leader. We didn't have that many seniors, so. I kind of stepped up my role and prepared in the offseason as hard as anybody could. I was just, blessed with the opportunity, and I definitely took advantage of it.
For those around here who watched Coach Smith coach at the Chicago Bears, knew that turnovers were a big part of what he does. And to come here and have you guys last year lead the country in takeaways, how much fun was it playing on a defense that was just able to take it away and give it to your offense or even put it in the end zone?
Yeah, it was definitely, fun. It had the ball just popping out like water kind of things. It almost seemed like, that's just something we kind of, prepared ourselves to do prior to the games. Walkthroughs, just punching away at the ball. Practice throughout the week. It was kind of like in every situation. It was embedded into our game. So when it popped out, it was to no one's surprise. But it definitely brought excitement to the team and energy for the offense, to go down and put points on the board. And it was kind of like that all season now.
Follow Dale Harding on Twitter. It's @Dale_Harding. So what are you hearing? What is some of the feedback you're hearing as you get ready to hopefully hear your name in the NFL draft? What are some of the things you're hearing? What are some of the, positives, negatives?
None to my knowledge. I try to stay off of, social media as much as possible. I don't really, Google myself or anything like that. I just know, some areas I can get better at, and that's kind of like everything. That's the overall game. I don't think you can, be too good in one area. So I'm sure just trying to get better, basically this offseason, going into, preparing for the NFL when my chance comes, and Yeah, so I really haven't heard anything. I just know a couple of scouts want to definitely see me run just to see how I move and things of that nature. I'm just ready for Monday. So.
Yeah. Of course, the NFL Pro Day coming on Monday, March 9th. That'll be the big big day for Dale Harding. Last year, obviously, you had the win against Wisconsin. You had the big win at Purdue. And that streak, you know, Michigan State, man, there were so many big wins last season. Was there a moment for Dale Harding where, in your mind, you're like, you know what, we've kind of turned the corner here, and this is a really good football team?
Honestly, man, I've kind of came to that conclusion, you know, in the off season. Really, I've seen so many guys, you know, working beyond, you know, just team workouts and what was expected. A lot of guys popped up when I was, you know, at the field or called me or come, you know, whether it's come coach them or come in the film room to, you know, teach them the playbook or, you know, things of that nature. Just every the little things to get better in the upcoming and that upcoming season. So it was, I kind of like had a feeling and you know, the season was just a wowing moment. You know, how everything just came together. You know, Wisconsin and Purdue and how Michigan State ended and everything like that. Man, I definitely knew we had the pieces going into the season. There was bits and pieces and moments that, you know, we didn't get away with the win or anything like that, but we were definitely in the game for the majority of time. So, man, I was definitely, I could say, I kind of got that vibe preseason.
Dale, one more for you. We've said it before, we'll say it again. You were second in the country in tackles. You're going to get your name called in the NFL draft, obviously, with the production that you had. How much have you thought about that moment and what it's going to mean to you and your family? And how have you kind of envisioned that? And who's to thank for where you've gotten up to this point?
Just, you know, envisioning that moment. I can only imagine, you know, just me bursting out in tears, you know, of joy, really. Just, you know, looking back from high school on up, man, I've been challenged with adversity. And, like, you know, nothing was really kind of given to me at all. Everything I've done to this point, I've kind of earned it. So, you know, just getting to that moment, man, that was just the beginning. And it's just going to be you know, a moment to take in, I'll definitely cherish forever. And I can't give enough thanks to God, just giving me the opportunity, you know, blessing me each and every day. Yeah, man, he's just been by my side since day one. And, you know, without him, I don't know where I would be. So.
Well, Dale Harding, we wish you all the best, my friend. I can't wait for the NFL draft to hear your name. Former Illini linebacker, again, follow him on Twitter, @Dale_Harding. Keep rubbing it in down in Florida. Keep working hard, and good luck this Monday, my friend.
Yes, sir, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Dale Harding, former Illini linebackers, I just mentioned. Big Ten
darn
tackle
good
leader.
One too.
Oh, my goodness. Just automatic.
Gonna miss him.
You know, he's a kid that when he signed out of high school with Illinois, he was ranked the number one inside linebacker in Maryland, number 23 in the nation by scout. And he was one of those four stars that chose Illinois. And I remember thinking, like, that's huge. He's going to have a huge impact at Illinois. And I'm not saying that he didn't. Obviously, he was voted first team All Big Ten last year by the media, third team by the coaches. Disrespect. But, you know, he's a guy that certainly had an impact, but it was kind of weird that it wasn't until his senior year that he really jumped onto the scene. And I was looking right here. His freshman year, he had a career-high 7 tackles. His sophomore year, he was 6th on the team in tackles with 32. And then his junior year, like you mentioned, he was playing behind Delshawn Phillips. He had 37 tackles. And then all of a sudden, he, 154 or 148, whatever. I mean, 150 tackles. It's like, oh, hello, welcome. And you just wonder if, should he have been playing a little bit more as a junior? That's what I'll always think about Dale Harding.
It's hard not to think that way, but also credit to him for staying patient, staying ready, and taking advantage of what was a limited opportunity. And now for a guy to really just be a one-year starter and to lead the Big Ten in tackles, second
incredible.
In the country, and pretty much in no doubt, look, you put up that production, you're going to get drafted.
Yes.
So for him to know that and get an opportunity somewhere else, it's a guy it's hard not to look at and say, given the chance, wouldn't be surprised if he succeeds again at the next level.
How would you like to be the guy opposite him on a kickoff and the ball's in the air and you're running back 20 yards to kind of set your feet to try to block somebody and you look up and here comes Dele? I'm going to just be
I want to see the XFL rules where there's not him having 50 yards of screaming momentum coming at me.
I'd be like, go ahead. Yeah. Go right by me. You're good. You're good. Go ahead, Dele. I don't want to make you mad. His high last year, 17 tackles versus Eastern Michigan. He had 7 in that game. 2 tackles for loss twice. He did that twice, including against Michigan State. 4 times he forced a fumble, at least in a game. He recovered a fumble against Wisconsin, of course. That was a big, big play in that game. He had 3 interceptions. He intercepted one 54 yards against Rutgers, and he scored twice last year.
How about a pick 6 against Minnesota? Also had 15 tackles in that game.
My goodness.
Beat a good Minnesota, or lost to a good Minnesota
team. Right.
Sorry.
And
year before that.
Certainly wasn't his fault.
No.
That you lost that one, no doubt. So he was entering the bowl game, number 17 graded linebacker in the country, projected that way. So, again, all Big Ten, third team by the coaches, first team by the media, and he was an Associated Press All Big Ten second team, of course, by the AP. So what a season for Dele Harding, and wanted to make sure to get him on. I know Jeremy had Reggie Corbin on a couple of weeks ago, and Reggie and Dele are a couple of guys that you hope. You know, you talk about updating stats. Allegretti updated that stat of Illinois being drafted. It'd be nice to continue to keep that going. I mean, because then you know your program's doing pretty well when you've got guys being drafted into the NFL. Okay, when we come back, we have a Stever offer, and I want to tell you about it. I want to tell you about it right now. Coming up, we're going to have you text in, and you're going to have a chance to win with PDR Automotive. Stevie J giving away some $200 vouchers to help you take care of your car needs. Now, this is for new customers. And if you've never been to PDR, make sure to text us for the chance to win, and we'll tell you how to do that when we come back. John Marshall, he's the owner, honest, hardworking mechanics, and if you go there once, you're going to want to go there again. So when we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win up to $200, a voucher, to help take care of your car needs. Who doesn't need that with whatever you have problems with your car, even an oil change, etc.? We're going to do it next with PDR Automotive. Also, joining us next, Adam Jardy, writer for the Columbus Dispatch covering Ohio State. We'll talk to him about the Illini and the Buckeyes. It is The Drive. If you're looking to improve your health and wellness, look no further than the Mettler Center in Champaign. Their certified personal trainers help guide you through a regimen that's tailored to your goals. Their programs can help you realize a new, healthy lifestyle. Mettler Center also offers massage therapy from fully licensed therapists with availability 7 days a week from early morning to evening or even weekends. Interested in setting up a massage appointment or a free personal training consultation? Simply call or visit online at MettlerCenter.com.
I-L-L-I-N-I. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger for only $8.95. Enjoy $3 22-ounce Light and Coors Light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. Plus, enter to win 100 level seats each game. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
What's Kasasa Tunes? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Prospect Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon.com, and Google Play purchases, all for doing the simple things that you do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid. Bank local. Ask for Kasasa at Prospect Bank or go to bankprospect.com and join the movement today. Qualifications and rules apply. See financial institution for details. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's. I've got kids. And if you've got kids, you already know when it comes to eating lunch or dinner, kids can be very picky. So why not choose Rosati's Pizza? When you dine in, kids eat free on Friday night and all day Saturday and Sunday. Yep, kids 10 and under eat free off the kids menu Friday night, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday when you dine in. Now, this won't last forever, so bring the kids to Rosati's this weekend. And if you need a high chair, just ask. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
We're talking with Kevin Buskirk from Country Squire Cleaners.
We've been here since 67, and I've been here since 75. We have a new computer system now, and we can text you when your order's ready, and we're doing in-house promotion. All you have to do is come in and sign up. We offer free pickup and delivery service here in Champaign, Urbana, and Mahomet area. Costs no extra whether we come and get it or if you bring it in. It's the same cost.
Give Country Squire Cleaners in Champaign a try. 217-356-9422. Or stop by at 1805 West Springfield Avenue.
After 29 years at the U of I, the Illini shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good. Total inventory liquidation now in effect. All items marked down at least 35%. T-shirts as low as 3 for $22. Long sleeve tees as low as 3 for $35. New markdowns daily with many items already reduced 50% or more. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop early for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini shop, 707 South 6th Street. In Campus Town.
PDR is a AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility right here in Central Illinois. They have an esteemed community reputation, a great facility appearance, and amazing customer service. Plus, the staff is trained and qualified, has the most up-to-date equipment working on your vehicle, a wide scope of services, and warranty coverage. Stop into the AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility, PDR Automotive on North Cunningham in Urbana, or call them at 367-9481.
Stevie J Travel presents Arkansas. It's art, architecture, and gardens. Visit Little Rock in Bentonville. Highlights include the Clinton Presidential Center, a tour of P. Allen Smith Garden and Home, and visit the Walmart Museum and Walton's 5 and 10. Join us April 14th through the 19th for this fantastic six-day getaway. To book your escape to Arkansas, go to steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go? New Year's Day is over, but our next biggest sale of the year starts now. It's our 25-year anniversary in Champaign-Urbana. We are saying thank you with huge savings throughout the store during the entire month of March.
I'm Paul Reakin, Senior Vice President and Sales Division Manager for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Thank you, Champaign-Urbana, for making Dick Van Dyke number one for appliance sales and service. Over the past quarter century, your support of our local business has helped Dick Van Dyke support local charities like See You at Home and Habitat for Humanity, local athletics like your hometown Fighting Illini. We are honored to win the People's Choice Award 2 years running for best in appliance sales and service.
Thanks, Paul. Let's make it another 25 years. Start off your spring saving money at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World's 25-year anniversary sale. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, get
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
All right, it's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Alec just brought up a good point. He just asked if I was going to say that one dude's name from down in St. Louis area. That
kind of have to, don't you?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll let you ask anyone any of the questions that pertain to number 33, I think.
32.
See, I don't even, who cares? All right, listen, right now you have a chance to qualify to get a $200 voucher to PDR Automotive. It is part of our GoSteever.com. So text in the 359-2255. Text in tune-up. Tune-up. Text in right now, 359-2255, the phrase tune-up, and you'll have a chance to get a $200 voucher to PDR Automotive located at 1008 North Cunningham Avenue in Urbana. John Marshall, the owner of that establishment. Chance to help with any car repairs, maybe get an oil change, whatever the case. We are going to give you the chance for a $200 voucher to PDR Automotive. Now, there is a little bit of a catch. When you, if you are given the voucher, if you're one of the lucky ones, it must be used within 7 days, and you'll need to fill a survey out afterwards telling us about your experience, but that's pretty simple. And I've been lucky and fortunate, Derek, to win one of these Go Stevers. Now, it wasn't PDR Automotive. I wish. But I've won, and I've done both. I've done the gotten it set up within 7 days. I've taken the survey. It was all simple. It's all easy. It's basically Stevie J just handing you money, which is what he does to us for just sitting here and talking sports.
Don't tell him that.
No, that's true.
He knows, probably.
I hope he's not listening. Right. Yeah, Stevie J just handing you money. So text in Tune Up, and you will have a chance to be qualified to get a voucher to PDR Automotive. All right, coming up soon, Adam Jardy, Ohio State writer for Columbus Dispatch, going to join us to talk Buckeyes and Fighting Illini. That game's tomorrow night. What's your feel before we get to Adam? Derek, what's your feel going into Ohio State? I feel like it's the one team we haven't talked about at all. And yeah, you said it earlier. They started 2-6 in the Big Ten, so kind of pushed them out of our mind, if you will, a little bit. Plus, you haven't played them at all until now. So I feel like it's this Ohio State team is like one team that we haven't even talked about this season.
Yeah, they've kind of slid under the radar. It seems like from our perspective, where early on in December, are they the best team in the country?
Right.
That was a conversation at one point. They lost a couple of games, 2-6 starting league play, but now they've won 8-10 and shooting the three really well. And it's a time for Illinois where you probably don't want to be playing them, but it's a big-time matchup for sure.
And you know I like my boy.
Who's your boy?
Not the guy from Southern Illinois, but the coach. I always say he's the best coach in the country. Man. That's what I always say. All right, Adam Jardy, writer for Columbus Dispatch. Follow him on Twitter. It's at Adam Jardy. Adam, how are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. I don't ever say the dude's name from Southern Illinois, St. Louis area that came to Ohio State, so I have to. I'll let Derek ask questions about him, number 32. I think you know him well. Let's talk, though, about this Ohio State team, ranked 19th in the country. They've got the same record as Illinois, 20-9, and you probably heard us talking there, Adam. It's just a team that we really haven't discussed much this year on our show. What can Illinois fans and this Illinois team expect when they get to Columbus tomorrow night?
Well, it is odd, isn't it, that this is the first time, the only time these teams are playing in the last week of the season. It's a weird quirk in the schedule this year. And Ohio State actually has that. Then they finish with Michigan State. They haven't played them at all this season either, which is just kind of an odd little quirk to the schedule. But it's an Ohio State team that if you looked at them 6 weeks ago or 10 weeks ago, it would look drastically different than what you're seeing right now. It's a team right now. I mean, they're basically playing 6.5, 7 guys, and some of that's due to the injuries and some guys that are missing. But what you've seen recently is a team that has relied heavily on its older guys who have really helped pull them out of that 2-6 stretch and got the ship righted. I mean, they're playing, guys know their roles at this point. Guys are playing with a really good purpose. They're not turning it over the way they were before, and they're playing as solid, consistent basketball as they've played at any point this season.
Adam, I know that in league play, they lead the Big Ten in three-point shooting, 37%. They've relied on that a lot recently, hit 11 threes against Michigan. How lethal are they from beyond the arc, and who are some guys that Illinois is going to have to make sure that they don't allow good looks from deep?
Well, Ohio State's undefeated when it hits at least 10 three-pointers in a game this season. And it's interesting that it's in a year, you know, that they're leading the Big Ten in three-point shooting in a year where the line has obviously moved back, and we've seen percentages across the sport have gone down drastically. But Ohio State, I mean, they have some guys that can shoot it at a high level. Caleb Wesson, their center, has really added that to his game this season. He's been one of their best shooters. His older brother, Andre, it'll be senior night for him. He's been like a 45% shooter. The guy that everyone really pays attention to is Dwayne Washington Jr., who's a sophomore and is probably the most explosive player that they have on the roster right now, and is a guy that can really get hot and just drill like 3 or 4 in a row. He doesn't shoot at a very high, as high of a percentage as those other guys, but when he gets rolling, he's as dangerous as anybody that they have on the roster.
Derek, Dwayne Washington on my fantasy team. But I hope he doesn't go off tomorrow night.
Doing well then.
I hope he doesn't go off tomorrow night for sure.
I want to ask you, what do you think of the matchup between Wesson and Kofi Coburn? Obviously, almost every night in the Big Ten, you have a pretty good clash down low, but Kofi seems like the front runner for Big Ten freshman year. We obviously know that Caleb is one of the best in the Big Ten and can pull him away from the paint and shoot that three. So what do you think is key in that matchup?
Yeah, Kofi has my vote at this point for Big Ten freshman of the year. I mean, you can't argue with the impact that he's made and just how meaningful his minutes and his production have been for what Illinois has done this season. I mean, I think it's incredible. that he's come in and had such a strong impact. I'm very interested, like you, to see how this plays out, because Caleb in the off season lost a whole bunch of weight. Mm. I mean, like went from being like 290-ish to like down like 255, and has really changed his style. And he's just not as physical as he had been before. He moves quicker. He's more agile. His ball screen defense has improved significantly. His overall defense has improved significantly. So it'll be interesting, because he's still not an explosive player. He's not a guy that's going to get up and really block a lot of shots or finish at the rim at a high percentage. And going against size like what Kofi brings can really give him some problems. So I would expect to see Ohio State try to get Kofi into some space, try to make him maybe pick up some fouls that way, keep him on the perimeter and open up some lanes for some guys to drive. But it will be very interesting to see how they defend a player like Kofi. I mean, when we talked to Chris Holtman today, we asked him if he's ever gone against a player with that kind of that just that physical profile. And he said, well, I never coached against Shaq, so no.
That's a great quote.
So I'm interested to see how they try to stop him.
I love that quote. Adam Jardy, our guest. Follow him on Twitter, @ Adam Jardy. That's J-A-R-D-Y. So what exactly happened with Ohio State this season? I mean, you got off to a great start, then you had a big slump, and now you're good again. What did something happen, or, you know, either positively or negatively, to kind of, it's just kind of a weird kind of flow to a season?
It absolutely is. And I think there's a few things that sort of factor into all of it. That they got off to an unbelievable start. I mean, they're 10-1 with blowout wins against Villanova and a blowout win against Penn State. And you went into North Carolina when everyone still thought Carolina was good. You beat the brakes off the Tar Heels. And you're looking at this team and saying, this is a Final Four team. And I think that at that point, that this is a team that has four freshmen and three sophomores on its roster. I think that you saw some practice habits get away from them. And as soon as the competition level picked up, once they got into the Big Ten, they hit it. I mean, it hit the wall smack, you know, dead on. And it took a while to right the ship. And I think that once they started to string together some strong practice days, you saw the quality of play start to turn around. They started to even if they weren't winning right away, they started to look better and look a little bit more committed to how they needed to play. And it's just kind of taken off from there. And I think that once they started to string together some of those good practices and they saw some of that translate to games, and then you couple that with, you know, they lose a guy like DJ Carton, who's their most explosive player. You know, this will be his 10th game now that he'll miss after taking a leave of absence for to address mental health or his mental health issues. I think guys have sort of rallied, you know, themselves and said, you know, we're down guys, we're down bodies, but those of us that are here, we know what we've got to do, and we know if we do it together that we can do something special. And so I think they've kind of, they went into that just morass of a January and dug their way out of it, and now they're playing, they've got a lot of confidence. There's a really good spirit around this team right now.
Adam, has there been any further update or any kind of feel if DJ is in the mix at all once again throughout this season? Also want to ask you about Kyle Young. I saw that he looks to be day-to-day and questionable for the game tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm not expecting DJ. He's certainly not going to be back anytime soon. At this point, I would be surprised if he returns this season, given that when he left the team, within like a week or so, Holtman made a reference to, like, even if he returns, there's not a lot of season left, and you can kind of do the math. He said something along those lines in a press conference, so I don't think they're expecting him back. For him, he is back at Ohio State. He's taking classes. He's keeping up with his academics, but there's a pretty extensive medical protocol that he has to pass through before he's even allowed to sit on the team bench or be part of a practice and things like that. So there's not a lot of season left. I don't know that there's time for him to get through all that and come back and help this team. Yeah, Kyle Young, I mean, they're still listening to him day-to-day. His progress, Holtman said today, has been incremental. I would be surprised if he played tomorrow night. Honestly, I'd be surprised if he played before the Big Ten tournament. I think that he had a pretty significant ankle sprain that he suffered just been a week in like 3-4 days. And that's really not something you know, those things just take time. And I don't think enough time has passed for him yet. So I don't expect him to play. And they're also without a guy who could maybe give some minutes off the bench in his place. Alonzo Gaffney is a freshman. He's missed. This will be his third game now. Don't know his status going forward, but that's another guy. So they're down a couple of bodies here going into this game.
Adam, I want to ask you, Lon will not, but I will ask about E.J. Liddell, former Illini recruit. He was shaking his head when Justin Smith had a basket against Illinois. Just can't get over
can't
it.
Those
in-state guys going elsewhere. What has E.J. brought to Ohio State, and kind of what is his role going into a game against a team that recruited him pretty hard?
Well, it's more significant with Kyle Young being out. But E.J.'s been a guy that's played his way, even when they had everybody available. EJ was always playing a significant role. The minutes are up a little bit here these last couple of weeks with Kyle with the injury, but they love his production. They love his ability to just score. I mean, he's just a very, you can tell that, I mean, the dude knows how to put the ball in the basket, get it in the ball in the block, and he's going to make a move and he's going to go. He was slowed in the preseason. He had a little bit of an ankle thing that held him out for a couple of weeks, and it took him a while to kind of catch up. And he hit the freshman wall fairly hard there a couple of weeks ago, but he's played really well of late. They love his motor and his enthusiasm. He's already, like, I think he's seventh in Ohio State history for most blocks as a freshman. Like, the dude gets up. He's had some of the more impressive rejections that I've seen all season, so you'll see him for a good 18 to 25 minutes here tomorrow night. They counted him heavily. The second half against Michigan on Sunday, for example, they only played six guys in the second half, and EJ was one of those six. So he's not starting, but he's playing an important role for them. And whenever he's out there on the court,
he's a big kid too, thick. I mean,
yeah. He's tough. I like, you can tell watching him that, like, there is still, he's impressive right now, but there's plenty more room for him to continue to grow and get better. That was a big recruiting win for Ohio State. I mean, I know from following it from here how much Ohio State valued him, but obviously, like, I mean, that was a pretty big deal for Brad Underwood, right? I mean, they really wanted him.
Adam, I don't usually hang up on people. Yes, they wanted him bad, and he would have fit the role that Illinois needed, essentially, in that four. I mean, he would have been, I think, a perfect fit for this Illinois team. Now,
two-time Mr. Basketball?
Yeah. Well, let's just keep going on him. I've heard enough about him, right? I've heard enough about him right now. I kid, Adam. Well, I don't.
I'm curious, where would he fit on that roster with Coburn and Bishanisvili? Like, how would you see him fitting with those two guys?
Well, I think the way Georgie has played a lot this season, because I know he had a great game against Indiana, but I think there were times this year where he would have fit in that Georgie role. Would you agree, Derek?
Yeah, it's taken Illinois a while to realize maybe Georgie isn't your ideal four man. He's played a lot of backup five recently, but he'd be in that mix where Kipper Nichols is off the bench as a four. But
right.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. He'd be there as a four, but he's that prototypical kind of stretch it out, can play physical inside, but obviously that works for just about anybody.
Yeah, that's true. It does. All right, Adam Jardy, how deep can this Buckeye team go in the tournament? I assume this is a team that, you know, they still have some work to do, as we know. Games against Illinois and Michigan State, but what do you think this team can do? Because we talked about earlier, it's kind of been a kind of a roller coaster season. Is this the kind of team, if hot, can really make some noise in March in your mind?
I'm starting to believe that, yes. And part of the reason that I say that is that I've been impressed with the way they've rallied being shorthanded here without Kyle Young for these last couple of games. I don't know that playing like this without Kyle is sustainable over the long term, or you know, I don't think that's a good recipe for trying to go win a couple of games in March. But Kyle will be back, and when he comes back, I expect him to be as impactful as he's always been. And I think that when you look at how these guys are playing right now, and just the level of, like I said, like there's a good spirit around this team. I think they know that they figured a few things out about themselves just by going through what they went through in January. I like this team's upside as we get into the postseason. Before the season started, I said that Sweet 16 or bust. I felt like they needed to at least get to there to show that it's progressing in the right direction. And I think that very much remains the baseline for me. I think they're a Sweet 16 team that, with a good matchup, can find itself in an Elite Eight, maybe knocking on the door to a Final Four. Because really, I mean, you've got Caleb Weston, a player who, when he's at the top of his game, is as good of a big man as you're going to find. And they're getting more and more from their guards that they weren't getting at the beginning of the season. Now, C.J. Walker, who's a junior who had transferred from Florida State, had struggled for a good portion of the season, just kind of figuring out his role and trying to balance like playing, but also like helping Carton learn. And now that it's just his job, he's really settled into it. And you know, and when it comes to March, I mean, it's one of the things that makes Illinois so dangerous. When you got an elite big man and you've got a really good guard,
sure,
or an elite guard like Illinois has, that can take you pretty far. So they've got the recipe.
Adam, I got one more. Thad Matta, who is kind of a local guy, if you will, Hoopston, Illinois, someone that had a lot of success at Ohio State. And I know a lot of Illinois fans kind of shook their head back then thinking, could we have had Thad Matta as a coach? But I know he was kind of forced out of the coaching profession with his health, the foot, et cetera. But do you guys hear from him much? I mean, is he much of a face, if you will, at Ohio State games, or and kind of where's he at now?
So he's actually in Indianapolis these days. He's been living there. He's close to Butler's campus, and he's pretty well involved with their program.
Ah.
And he is enjoying, so as part of his settlement with Ohio State for them firing him, he got $10 million over 3 years, during which he had to make like good faith efforts toward trying to secure another job. And so that's why, like, 2 years ago, his name surfaced for the Georgia job, or you heard him connected to UNLV or to Ole Miss. Like, Thad's name would just kind of pop up there, and I think he has interviewed once or twice, but the guy, I think, or I know at least at this point, the guy really enjoys being retired,
sure,
and being around his family and seeing his daughters go, you know, finish school. I think that there might be some interest there as far as trying to get back into the coaching realm. It's a tough go, I feel like, because the foot is very much an issue, and he's had back issues for a long time. I don't know where those stand. But I think there's probably some desire there to get back into coaching. I don't know if physically that's something that he would be able to do, to like jump into a D1 major, you know, high major program, sure, and have to start rebuilding and recruiting and really hitting the road hard. I think there'd be some issues there, but if his health is where he could do something like that, I mean, he was a great coach,
yes,
and he won at a high level for a long time, and he did it the right way. So I think that makes it pretty attractive as a coach.
Adam Jardy, excellent stuff all day. We appreciate this. Writer for the Columbus Dispatch. He covers Ohio State. Follow him on Twitter at Adam Jardy. That's J-A-R-D-Y. Appreciate your time, Adam. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, buddy. Adam Jardy. Just had a guy. Randy just texted in, said, Derek, the forward that sprung his ankle last weekend for Iowa State, is he playing? That's Kyle Young, and he is day-to-day. I saw that injury. It was actually, I thought it was pretty bad when he did it. And I'm like, eesh. But Kyle Young is one of those guys that adds depth for Ohio State. He starts when he's healthy.
Yep.
And I think that's, I don't want to say it's not Caleb Wesson by any means, but I think he has a nice role on that team. Kyle Young does, kind of a toughness, if you will, role on that team. And I think they'll miss him if he's not there.
Yeah. Good rebounder. Good effort. Interior defense.
Yep.
Adam mentioned it. They played essentially with seven guys against Michigan, but only one of them played. I think one of those bench guys only played like 6 minutes.
Wow.
So that's a shortened bench. Think about if Illinois is able to get some nice contributions off the bench from Georgie.
Right.
From even a Kipper, Andres. If Illinois can hurt them with more of a deeper attack, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, you should say, maybe that's something that is a concern. And also if they can get Ohio State in foul trouble.
True. That's a big one right there. I mean, I think kids now are so in shape, if you will.
Yeah, true.
And there's so many timeouts. But I see where you're going there. You still wear a team out. And if Illinois can get up and down, but more than anything, foul trouble. Is this the game where I said it was going to be the Kipper game?
You did. Back to Ohio.
Yeah, baby.
I've got Iowa. You've got Ohio State.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
So we still are both
in the
alive.
Kipper pool. The Kipper game pool.
Come on, Kipper. What would be a Kipper game? 10 points? Would that?
That's a high bar.
Well, I know. But if he gets 10... then I win the pool, right?
How about
goes
combined
12.
Points and rebounds, 12.
Okay, that's fair.
Either six
against
six,
either against Ohio
four.
State or
yeah.
Iowa, and then one of us win the pool.
Okay.
Why am I thinking none of us are going to win the pool? It's going to push over to next year, and we'll choose someone else.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
Fair enough.
Hey, good stuff with Adam Jardy. Appreciate that. When we come back, there's a couple of Big Ten games tonight. Are they important for Illinois. We'll let you know, and we'll thank everybody for joining us today. It is The Drive.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces. First stop.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, inviting you to the Kindness Seminar. There's not enough kindness in the world, so we're hosting international author and expert Olivia McIver for an interactive four-hour session that will give a greater understanding of how unkindness impacts our employees and customers, how your workplace can benefit from kindness strategies, and how to implement kindness in your workplace to increase profits. Tuesday, March 17th at the iHotel. For tickets and more information, go to HabibHabib.com.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah, it's cold!
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampagne.com. That's a smart move.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Good call, Trevor. Good call.
Just trying
good
to keep you in line.
Yep.
Yeah. When was the last time Ohio State's made the Sweet 16?
Was it with Conley?
More recent than that.
Oh, okay. Was it with...
Well, a guard you would remember. Aaron Kraft.
Oh, yeah. Was it the good shooting, the white kid that never missed?
Aaron Kraft.
No, not him.
D-Blur. But it was Aaron Kraft.
Oh, it was... Oh,
I feel like I can remember, like, four specifically painful buzzer-beater-type losses for Aaron Kraft's Ohio State teams. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Ohio or Iowa State beat him at the buzzer. Dayton beat him at the buzzer.
He lost late to Dayton. Yes.
I mean, that's at least twice in his four-year career. It felt like he was there for like 10 years.
I know.
There's 2013. Okay, 2013. Wow.
Aaron Kraft, the real Slim Shady.
I don't know about that. Do you remember the thing about how he would make tacos?
There's 2 minutes left and I'm goofy.
Make tacos for the whole team?
Yes.
That was like the BT and the Journey thing.
LeBron stole that from him.
And they tried to like turn it into this emotional play on how Aaron Kraft was the heart and soul of the team.
Oh, it was unbearable to watch a broadcast that had Aaron Kraft in it.
It was bad.
Was it Dockage?
Yes.
That he was...
Do you think
if there was a draft in college basketball, you'd pick Aaron Kraft first?
And then there was the team that had Dockage's son on it with Aaron Kraft as they crossed paths. That was double unbearable.
Do you think he and the dude from Purdue get together and eat lunch? Yeah. Ryan Kramer.
DJ Bird.
They fight over who opens the door.
Chris Kramer.
Yeah, Chris Kramer.
But I like that you're refusing to remember his name correctly because you're disliking that much.
Exactly.
Throw Spike Albrecht in with their lunch.
That's perfect. Perfect. All right, tonight, Minnesota at Indiana.
Sort of a boring follow-up, by the way, to like the biggest night in the Big Ten last night.
No doubt. Hoosiers need to win that.
Yep.
Are they in, you think?
Not if they lose tonight.
I don't think they are. I don't like that. Whatever.
Yeah, I still think they have work to do.
So they need to win that. Who does Indiana close with? They close with Wisconsin at home.
Bloomington.
Beat Wisconsin, please. I got no reason to hate Wisconsin except they've been good for 20 years in basketball and football, and I'm tired of it.
Okay.
Northwestern, I mean, certain teams like Illinois, Wisconsin, those teams are supposed to be like decade. They're supposed to be good for decades, and then they're supposed to be bad. We're not supposed to. We didn't like the fact
Wisconsin,
we were bad.
Wisconsin, it was your time, and you didn't recognize the signs.
Exactly.
So come on, man.
A little too long.
What the hell? Greg Gard. Northwestern is at Wisconsin, by the way, tonight. I don't think that's going to be a problem. So, Wisconsin, I know.
I'd take Wisconsin minus 12 on that one. I don't know much about.
I'd find something else to watch.
Or that.
Yeah.
Justin said, let's go Northwestern. How's Wisconsin even close to being up top?
Well, go back and watch the all-access Mets Cardinals spring training. Pete Alonso was on the mic, and he dropped a couple F-bombs.
He did?
Yeah. Someone mistimed the dump button to where you heard it, and then there was a pause after.
They probably were pretty caught off guard by that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for the FS1 all-access, you probably got your hand on the dump button.
Yes.
But for there, I don't really think...
Well, they probably assume you're a professional.
Come on,
maybe
Pete.
You can
show some awareness.
Be like us having to dump, which we don't. What a day. Trevor, well done, my friend. Do you get credit for all these?
Did my job today.
Sean Morris, Big Ten Network, joined us 4:30. Daley Harding, former Illini linebacker, joined us 5:05. And Adam Jardy, writer for Ohio State for the Columbus Dispatch, joined us at 5:30. Tomorrow, Derek will join us from Columbus.
Correct.
And Todd Hefferman from the Southern Illinois. And we're going to talk some Mo Valley with Todd Hefferman.
I have a feeling 8 out of those 9 questions will come from Lon.
And the dogs.
The dogs.
AWG make a run.
Boom. I want to ask him about Illinois State because it hasn't gone well. And, you know, and I think Northern Iowa's a shoe-in to the NCAA tournament. So if they win the Valley tournament, then now you've kind of ripped off another team. So don't win it, Northern Iowa. That's all I'm saying. All right. Great stuff today, guys. Nothing really to watch tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go watch something else.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the show everybody's watching? Love is Blind.
Let's go to a movie.
The Blind People.
Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's Blind People Dating.
This episode of The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.